Sometime back, I was hitting tennis balls against a wall in a park when some people showed up and said, excuse me, this is the pickleball court. This month, I was home in Indiana, and two pickleball courts were busy next to the playground. This sport is spreading. And now, for the first time in the United States, a school system in Maryland is offering pickleball as a varsity sport. NPR's Adam Byrne hit the courts.
In case you've missed this somehow, pickleball is like a shrunk-down version of tennis, played on a smaller court.
I was lucky enough, one of my neighbors introduced me, and like a lot of people, I got addicted, and I kind of went full-time from there.
That's Vivian Glosman. She's a professional player for the DC pickleball team. On this humid July day, she's on hand for the announcement that all 25 public high schools in Montgomery County, Maryland, which borders DC, will have pickleball as a varsity sport this fall.
Super exciting to see where pickleball is going, and like just having it be a high school sport now is super awesome.
The county ran a pilot program in 11 schools in the last school year, the first in the nation to offer pickleball this way. It's part of the sport's rapid growth. The Association of Pickleball Professionals say participation grew by over a third last year. On the court here, Glosman puts some of the new players through their paces.
Oh, good try.
One of her opponents is 18-year-old senior Vinny LaCosta.
I always like doing pickleball with my brothers.
Vinny has Down syndrome. His dad is Bill LaCosta.
I play pickleball too, so I really enjoy playing with Vinny, and it's a lot of fun.
What does the sport do for Vinny?
Gets him moving a lot. It's not one of those sports where you stand around a lot and wait for something to happen.
The fact that the sport can be played by people of different abilities is one of the big reasons why Montgomery County Schools Athletics Director, Jeff Sullivan, wanted to expand pickleball to all the high schools here.
We use the slogan pickleball for all, and we believe that. Across all ages, demographics, pickleball, most importantly, is fun, and it leads to lifelong health and well-being.
Tate Fasteau agrees. The 15-year-old played on his school's first ever team this past year.
I play football, and that's very competitive, but pickleball is a very casual game that you can play it competitively, or you can just play with your dad or your grandma.
So, for the students coming into the sport this fall, the future on the court is bright. Be that as a pickleball pro or just battling grandma. Adam Byrne, NPR News in Potomac, Maryland.